Please wait for the leader to admit you to the meeting. Thank you for your patience.
Clarity so that you can help.
This meeting is being recorded.
20 Detroit District started the development of an environmental impact statement level of analysis for compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act and the associated other regulations to inform federal agencies' permit decisions. The public is invited to provide input into the development of the analysis at the beginning of the process in the scoping to help identify potential impacts to resources and potential benefits of the project. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, with the assistance of cooperating agencies, are developing a draft EIS that will be published later this spring, and we'll invite comments from the public to revise the analysis and finalize the EIS to inform federal permit decisions, including the Army Corps of Engineers record of decision. On January 20th, the President signed an executive order, 14156, declaring a national energy emergency and identified types of projects that will be reviewed under emergency procedures. Enbridge's proposed project is one of the projects that will be reviewed with emergency procedures. Yesterday, the district published the emergency procedure.
You've been muted. To unmute yourself, press *6.
Executive order, including Enbridge. With the intent of full transparency, the district published the emergency procedures for the Corps' internal processes that will be followed, and the relevant statutes and associated timelines for emergency procedures that will be adhered to for all projects that qualify for emergency procedures. Should be noted that the reviews and coordination with agencies, tribes, and other stakeholders are abbreviated during the emergency process. However, it should also be noted that the decision as to the project permissibility under our regulations has not, will not, be predetermined before the completion of the analysis and all required consultations and coordinations. The decision will be made in the record of decision using the analysis underneath the document at the end of the analysis.
All right. Thank you very much, Shane. We will now open the floor to questions from the members of the media who are on the call. I see Carlos raised his hand first. There is the raise your hand function. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will call on you in the order in which they are received. Please limit your questions to one question at a time so that we can get through everyone's questions. Carlos, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hi. The order 14156 talks about insufficient energy production, but can you talk about how doing the tunnel project would lead or would not lead to an increase in production? And can you say when the EIS will be published? You said this spring, but when this spring?
The draft EIS will be published later this spring, approximately June timeframe. With regards to energy production, the executive order also identified other projects that convey other energy projects as well, and this is one of the projects that fits the suite of identified projects that would be evaluated under the emergency orders.
All right. Carlos, thank you for your question. Garrett Ellison from MLive.
Hi, this is Garrett Ellison. Can you hear me? So this review wasn't previously scheduled to finish until, you know, a year beyond its, you know, new time frame, right? It was 2026. So what's not being done now that it's being accelerated under this emergency process, right? What part of the review is changing, being left out, that sort of thing?
All of the review is still being used in the analysis. It's under the emergency orders, however, the timelines associated with our coordinations and conducting those reviews are truncated. The biggest portion of the timeline was really the development of the baseline, getting the data to inform the draft EIS, and then, of course, eventually our final decision.
Great. Thank you, Garrett. Todd Richmond.
Hi, Shane. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Does anyone hear me, Shane? I don't know if you can hear me, but wondering if you've laid out these emergency timelines anywhere in some kind of document, and what was the original time frame? I see that the previous reporter said 2026 was the end date. So what's changing here right now in terms of dates?
We're still working with the applicant to determine the new schedule. However, what's changed with regards to the timelines is the promulgated regulations for other coordinations, including Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act, all of the other federal cross-cutters, we'll call them. The regulations for those agencies and the coordinations within have emergency procedures and timelines in them, which have been documented in a special public notice that was posted on our website yesterday.
Thank you much, Todd. Beth?
Hey, thanks for taking these questions. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I guess when you say there are, if what I'm understanding, if I'm understanding correctly, this emergency status allows you several processes simultaneously now, or eliminate those processes altogether in that review? I'm hoping you can kind of clarify in that sense.
I'm sorry, I'm having a difficult time hearing you or understanding you. I can hear you, but I just can't understand you. Sorry.
It's very muffled.
Beth, can you repeat your question?
Yeah. I guess when it comes to what is changing because of this emergency status, is it that you're running different checks simultaneously now, or you're eliminating them altogether?
We're not eliminating steps. The emergency procedures, as outlined in regulation, just truncate the general the timelines, but we're not eliminating any of the steps.
All right. Thank you, Beth. Danielle? Okay, so Danielle's audio is not coming up. She put her question in the chat. Her question is, can you say whether public input or hearings will be eliminated or remain the same?
I'll take this one. Hi, I'm Katie Otanas, Regulatory Project Manager with the Detroit District Corps of Engineers. We are still expecting to publish the draft EIS and seek public input on the draft EIS later this spring, approximately in the June timeframe, as Shane said. We're still working on the specifics of our NEPA procedures. We're coordinating with the applicant. There's required coordination with the Council on Environmental Quality before we can have a better understanding of the specifics of the NEPA process going forward.
Katie, can you share where members of the public could get more information and how they can provide comment or participate in the EIS process?
Yes, sir. We have a public website for this project review at www.line5tunneleis.com. That website includes project information. It includes a general NEPA timeline that was established before the project was identified for use of special processing procedures. As we've indicated, the published timeline is expected to change at this point, although we don't have a new timeline established. Our project website will include the draft EIS once that is made public, and the website will include opportunities to comment directly through the website on the draft EIS. The website also includes an opportunity to subscribe to notifications related to the project. So by subscribing to those notifications, individuals can be notified directly when documents such as the draft EIS are made public.
Thank you, Katie. We'll move on to Kyle's question.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Perfect. Yeah, no, earlier Shane mentioned the, I believe both Shane and Lieutenant Colonel earlier mentioned that there have been engagement with a number of tribes. Obviously, I know that a number of tribes have made it known that they've withdrawn from this engagement process. I was just wondering if there was a list somewhere available or if you could name the tribes that are, you know, were consulted on this project and the EIS, as well as, you know, those that remain in the discussion.
As part of our review process, including the EIS, our review under Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act and tribal consultation, according to our federal trust responsibility in general, the Corps of Engineers reached out to 40 tribes. Out of those 40 tribes, 20 have participated in some way in our review process. So we continue consultation with those 20 tribes. Out of those 20, seven had participated as cooperating agencies in the review. Those seven tribes have withdrawn from the cooperating agency process, cooperating agency role, rather. But we continue to consult with the 20 consulting tribes with regard to our federal trust responsibility and under Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act.
Thank you, Katie. Teresa?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously everyone wants to know what the new timeline is. When will you be, when will you be announcing the new record of decision date? And also, I know there was that National Energy Emergency Order. Can you explain who made this decision and why this project qualified for this status?
I will try to answer that for you. So the executive order outlined a series of criteria that had to be met in order for a project to be considered eligible for emergency processing procedures. We, the district, were directed to identify those that were eligible and make a recommendation to our hydro headquarters on which ones were eligible and seek approval to use emergency processing procedures. So we performed those steps, and yesterday, on the 15th of April, we published the emergency processing procedures. And included in that was in the special public notice identifying that the Enbridge Line 5 tunnel project is considered eligible based on the criteria established in the executive order.
Thank you, Lieutenant Colonel Bandiff. For the next question, Carlos, I know your hand was raised next, but we have two reporters who have not yet been able to answer or ask a question, so I'm going to skip you momentarily, and we'll move down to Sheldon.
Hey there. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks for taking questions. I guess just for those who, you know, might be kind of following this process tangentially and see the news of this emergency order and, you know, might be considering this process being expedited a bit faster than the normal process might be, I guess just kind of what you guys might have to say to, you know, potential concerns about the thoroughness of these analyses. And, yeah, just kind of, you know, how things are in that sense.
Yes. We have full confidence that we will be making the decision based on the best information available. We have a robust process to date, having lots of input from cooperating agencies and, of course, again, at the beginning of the EIS process, identification of potential benefits, potential detriments of the project via the public's input. The truncated process will result in a very legally defensible and very well-informed decision in our record of decision.
I think that it's also appropriate to say that the majority of the data that we needed to be able to inform this decision coincidentally has been collected and is now at the point where we're able to look at the output of this, the various studies that went into getting us to the draft EIS. So the thoroughness that's gone into the collection of the information that's needed to inform a decision is now actually to the point where we're able to synthesize that and use it to inform the draft EIS and solicit public feedback before we move forward with the final decision.